I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. From Buffalo soldiers to the Tuskegee Airmen of World War II to the servicemen and women of the Iraq War, African Americans in uniform have served this country throughout history. So have the strides made by black military personnel helped pave the way for Barack Obama's historic nomination? And why have active members of the armed forces given six times as much money to the Obama campaign as they have to the McCain campaign? Here to help us look at the relationship between Senator Obama and the military are Gloria Redmond, retired Army colonel and president of the Retired Military Officers Association, and Delbert Spurlock. He served as the general counsel of the Army from 1981 to 1983 and as assistant secretary of the Army for Manpower and Reserve Affairs from 1983 to 1988 under the Reagan administration. Welcome, Gloria and Delbert.
Hi, Tony.
Let's start
with
this.
Thank you very much.
Gloria, the military has long been a way for people of color to get ahead in this country. Figures like Colin Powell, General Johnny Wilson achieved the highest ranks in the armed services. But how would you trace African-American success in the military to the real possibility of having the first African-American man serving as commander-in-chief?
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. I think part of it is the fact that we have had personnel come into the military demonstrating as people of color, as African Americans, that we have the capability to lead and that we have the capability to get the job done. And through that type of performance, it became evident that we could do the job. And I think that's a transfer of to the civilian community. I don't say that the Army always leads the way, but we've led the way a long way, and that the military as a whole is given opportunities through the years since Truman made the integration. And I think that as time has gone on, many African Americans have been able to demonstrate quickly how well they can perform and their thought processes and what they bring to the table, not to mention the bravery in combat as the Tuskegee Airmen. It has transcended through the centuries, through the decades, that we have always served with valor and served with honor and courage and demonstrated that courage, but also the intellect is also there. And I think that has been something that others have seen and have appreciated, and it's really based on strong leadership.
Well, let me jump in to bring Delbert into the conversation by saying
sure.
that we celebrated the 60th anniversary of President Truman's integration of the military just recently in July. Here's a clip from retired General Colin Powell speaking on that anniversary.
Let's not rest on our laurels as long as there is one young kid out there who grows up wondering, can I dream in America? Can I go to the very top? The answer has to be, yes, you can. And we have to make that dream a reality by each and every one of us reaching down, back, and across to make sure that that kid's life has been touched.
Deborah, do you see a connection between the rise of African Americans in the military and the opportunity for Barack Obama to become commander in chief?
Well, my feeling is that the integration of the military, as well as sports, was a forerunner to what we did in the country in the whole integration effort. But I don't think that the integration of the military, which was extraordinarily successful and continues to be successful, is any more significant than the integration of our educational institutions and the leadership that was provided by our teachers and others in the private and public sectors. I think that the significance of the connection of Senator Obama and the military really is kind of the reverse of what has happened with the relationship of the military to those who are supposed to be its guardians, like his opponent, Senator McCain. Senator McCain left our troops hanging out to dry in this conflict. When you're the commander-in-chief, the first and foremost thing you have to decide is whether it's in the national interest to go to war. But the second thing is how you take care of the troops, whether they're ready to go, and whether or not you can take care of them when they come back.
Well, let me jump in to follow that point up, because we have a clip from Michelle Obama's speech on Monday night at the convention talking about that very point and the sacrifice of military service. Here she is.
The military families who say grace each night with an empty seat at the table. The servicemen. The servicemen and women who love this country so much, they leave those they love most to defend it.
Now, we know that both active duty troops have given six times the amount of money to the Obama campaign as they have to the McCain campaign. And my question, Gloria, for you is this: is the military more involved or less engaged in this race than it usually is in presidential politics, do you think?
Well, as you know, I am president of the Retired Military Officers Association, and we certainly have seen more involvement across the board, both from through both different types of services. And I think the importance of that is that it's twofold. One is, obviously, there is an African-American running, and we certainly wouldn't mind having an African-American as the commander-in-chief. But I think second is that, actually, the running candidate, Obama, has also reached out and indicated his appreciation for the role of the military and in its importance as we go forward. And I think that is significant because, obviously, McCain was military and certainly had a tremendous record. But I think in some ways he kind of takes for granted that his record represents him across the board, where in part he was incarcerated a lot of that, and he wasn't really actively doing. He was certainly restricted in what he could do.
But doesn't military service, and maybe Delba, you should answer this for me first. Doesn't military service trump non-military service when it comes to the support of military in an election?
Not necessarily. The issue is whether or not the troops on the ground can understand whether are confident that the commander in chief is looking out for their welfare. And again, that's where McCain blew it, and he continues to blow it. We owe the young people who sacrificed for this war infinitely more than the country has given them, and that recognition has not been there with Senator McCain from the very beginning. Senator Obama, I think, is doing what he can, and I think he's doing it successfully, and the contribution numbers, I think, probably reflect it. He's doing what he can to bond with his generation of young people, and that's what this election is about. This election is about turning the corner, turning the page to a new generation. I think that our service members and our returning service members have to be taken care of and form the basis for that connection between the military and the civilian communities of the future in America. I think that's what's happening.
Gloria, I'll give you the last question, and it's this: whether or not the connection that Delbert was referring to with regard to Obama and the military, is it strong enough to hold through November and help propel him into the White House?
Well, the answer I would give to that is yes. I agree with part of what he's saying, and I'll take it a step further. I think what Senator Obama brings is the humanistic approach, the whole approach to all of our issues. And because he has reached out to certain segments more successfully than others, I think what's happening, and I'm hearing this in some of the interviews on different levels, that he's touching people because they realize that he sees change as so important, not in one aspect of our lives, but across the board, which, of course, truly affects the military, because he has indicated that how he will deal with the military, the changes that he will make for the military, will certainly consider how we're bringing the veterans back, how we will try to avoid sending people to war in the first place.
Gloria, I'm going to have to stop you there only because our time has run out. I appreciate your participation, though. That was Gloria Redmond, retired Army colonel and president of the Retired Military Officers Association, and Delbert Spurlock, who served as the general counsel of the Army from 1981 to 1983 and as assistant secretary of the Army for Manpower and Reserves Affairs from 1983 to 1988.